In de vorige uitzending hebt u gehoord dat we in Worthing zijn en dat ligt aan de zuidkust van Engeland. U hoort het vogels op de achtergrond, mooi weer. Mooi weer om even het stadje te ontvluchten en even de bergen in te gaan. We are not in Worthing, hè, at this moment.
We're actually in Goring by sea, to the west of Worthing at the moment.
We hear birds, we see a lot of people. What are they coming to do here?
Well, this is a historical garden, started in 1509 by a man called Sir Frederick Sterne, who came from a merchant banking family and was very passionate about gardening and bought the big house just down from the garden and created from a disused chalk quarry an amazing garden, which we are now keeping for the enjoyment of the public of Worthing.
Yeah. We zijn op de Highdown Gardens en zo gaat ons zo meteen rondleiden. What can people see when they come here?
Well, lots of rare horticultural specimens. Sterne was a great collector and patronised various trips to the Himalayas, to Kansu, to places like that, and got specimens back from the plant hunters like Kingdon Ward and Farrar. So we've got a lot of those original collections here, which is amazing. Beautiful plantings, wildlife, beds. It's a very serene, peaceful, tranquil garden. It's beautiful.
I hear it's your garden, in fact.
Yeah, I love it. It's all of the team here are very passionate about what we do. So we feel a lot of ownership for the garden.
So you are the head gardener.
I am the head gardener, yes.
Dus eigenlijk de hoofdtuinman. In a couple of broadcasting programs, we are going to walk with you through the garden. If it's possible that you can tell us something about the garden.
Sure, yep, absolutely.
We know from Jenny's that the soil, it's typical for
the unique thing about this garden is that it's a chalk soil and it's an absolute solid chalk subsoil. In some places we only have a few inches of topsoil and then we're onto chalk, which makes it very alkaline for people who are into gardening, which means there's a specific type of plant that we can grow and others that we really can't.
So that's unique, I think.
It is unique. The South Downs are chalk, which is fairly unique within England, but to have a garden on chalk is really unique.
Okay.
And yeah, that's one of the things that we're famous for. We do have people who visit from all over the world to see that uniqueness. Yeah. But at the time that Sterne started creating the garden, a lot of people said it can't be done. A lot of people at Kew who he had dealings with were like, no, you can't do it. And you'll see as we walk around what he's managed to create.
People want to come during summer, spring. What time is the best to come?
I would say the best time to visit is spring into early summer. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of bulbs which are absolutely beautiful, starting with winter aconites through crocuses into daffodils and then tulips, and it's stunning. Because we're on chalk, it's very free draining and it can dry out very quickly towards later summer and start to look a little bit tired, but in spring it's beautiful.
People want to know more about the Highdown Gardens. Mm-hmm. Do you have a website?
We do have a website, which is www.highdowngardens.co.uk. There's lots of information on there about Sterne, photographs of the garden, and information.
Okay. We're going to do the walk in the next broadcast.
Okay,
thank you.
Great.
Alle informatie kunt u ook vinden op de site www.visitbritain.nl of visitbritain.be. En natuurlijk ook op visitworthing.co.uk. Er staat zeker een link op. We zijn eigenlijk maar even ten westen van Worthing.